from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This whole George Pickens, Zach Azani thing, where they got into it a little bit, folks saying that George Pickens is a problem, that seems to be my takeaway, is a lot of people onto social media, Dorn. Oh, this George Pickens, he's a jerk, da-da-da-da-da. I love it. I love it. There's a reason why they got a new wide receiver coach. There's a reason why they shipped Deontay Johnson out of town. They did not like the makeup of the room. They did not like the attitude of the room. I like that the Steelers hired a coach that's not going to tiptoe around one of the few star players that this team might have on offense. He gave it right to him. And that was the book on Azani coming in, was he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. I love it. Either deal with it, grow up as a man, grow up as a player, or you're not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler for very long. So I didn't take it as, oh, George Pickens a bad guy. He got coached hard. He's in the heat of it. It's hot. He's practicing his ass off. And so he gets into it with the coach. It happens all the time. I don't know that it had been happening before in the Steelers locker room. I like it.
Yeah, he's holding him accountable, Azani is. And like you said, Azani was a no-nonsense guy. And, you know, whenever you're in situations like that and you're George Pickens, you got to realize that Azani's trying to get the absolute best out of you. Like, his job is on the line. So whenever you start understanding the dynamics of at least pro football and pro sports and business, nobody is trying to tear you down because their job is on the line. He is trying to get the absolute best out of you. I just was upset last week because I feel like people are searching for reasons to make George Pickens look like a malcontent. And this is not one of those situations. And I even said, whenever you're out, I was like, I'm not here for this stuff. I'm not here for headlines of George Pickens and, you know, George Pickens being a bad guy, George Pickens not doing this, George Pickens acting up, George Pickens becoming a cancer in the locker room. Like, nah, that's not one of these situations. And let's stop looking for situations to tear down George Pickens. Now, we'll sit here and we'll critique his game and say that he possibly isn't a number one wide receiver. I'll sit there and say that all day until he proves us wrong. Absolutely. But I am not going to go searching for things to tear George Pickens down whenever there's situations like this, of things like this happening all the time.
Yeah, we just saw it with Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. They got into it on the sideline. Aaron Rodgers can be prickly. Garrett Wilson, a young player, that's what happens.
Yes, all the time.
You participated in many a training camp. I sat and sweated, stood really, and watched many a training camp. Stuff like this happens all the time. I don't put this in the same bucket, and I look for these things. I don't put this in the same bucket as George Pickens deleting all his Steelers stuff off of social media.
Oh, right.
Or commenting or liking things that people post on social media that denigrates Kenny Pickett. That to me is different than this. When you're getting coached, when you're in the heat of it and it's hot and you're battling your tail off, it's one of the first days of camp and you're trying to get your butt in shape and you wind up yelling at a coach who's yelling at you, happens all the time. And I happen to think that there's a possibility that if he were coached that way last year, that maybe the social media stuff doesn't happen. I don't know. But you coach his ass hard. You get him quality quarterback play. I don't think George Pickens is going to be an issue.
No.
I think it's a necessity. I don't think this is one of those guys that you're hands off on. I think he needs guidance.
All day.
I think he needs leadership.
All season.
Yep.
From, I mean, literally the other day until the last game of the season. And you will get the most out of him. He may not like it at first. He may not like it at times. But at the end of the day, he's going to look back and be like, thank goodness that this is the situation I was in, that this guy and this team got the most out of me, because there's so much untapped potential that George Pickens has. And that's why, like you said, to start this, they brought in a guy like Azani to get the most out of George Pickens,
and
to be a number one receiver.
And if he's going to act a fool at some point this year, or pops up a couple of different times, I do expect him to get the Deontay Johnson treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he ain't going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not suffering fools like that right now. And he's going to command, if he has a good season, a lot of money. A ton of money. And you don't want to give that to a malcontent. I'm far from selling all my shares on George Pickens because he got into it with a coach. Like, that's just going to happen. It just is. And I think it's the best thing for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.